Welcome to the Rosetta Health Podcast Series. Patient Matters brings compassion and consumerism to the financial experience of care, helping hospitals and health systems offer highly personalized financial solutions that improve satisfaction, cash flow, profitability, and outcomes. And today we have the special pleasure of speaking with Marcia Layton, Executive Director of Client Services at Patient Matters, about the company's customized patient payment plans and much more. And Marcia, how are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Matt. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. This is great. And let's kick it off, if you will. And if you don't mind, give us a high-level overview of Patient Matters. Tell us more about your company.
I'd love to. Thanks for having me. As Matt said, Patient Matters does a plethora of services. We really try to focus on bringing tools and solutions to hospitals that really benefit the patient's experience through the financial process of dealing with, you know, doctors, hospitals. We provide tools that aid in the registration process. So making sure a patient's insurance is correct, identifying what their out-of-pocket is, utilizing an estimation tool to really nail down what a patient owes for their service. And then we also work with hospital self-pay population. So those that don't have health insurance, we evaluate them for state, federal, local benefits, aiding with the entire process from screening to application to even representation during disability hearings.
That's great. That's awesome. Thank you for that rundown there, Marcia. And if you don't mind, tell us about the customized patient payment plans and how and why they benefit hospitals.
Sure. And bear with me for a second, Matt. I have a little story to tell on how we actually evolved into providing these customized payment plans. About 5-6 years ago, as we were, you know, starting to work out with our hospitals and helping them increase their point of service cash collection and even their overall patient cash collection with early out, we noticed that, you know, we were really good at obtaining payment in full on balances around the like $200, $300 and below range. But we were struggling to capture payment plans with patients across the board. And so we started to take a look at that and we realized that the payment structure that most hospitals have, this one size fits all type payment structure where no matter what your financial outlook is, everybody has to fit within a payment plan. So for example, if you owe a balance of $1,200, you only get 12 months to pay it off. And for some of us, that might work. You know, we can, you know, squeak out the $100 a month, but for others, it just doesn't fit within their budget. So we came up with an idea, a solution to be able to bring a payment option that was, you know, and as we said, customized to the patient. So we look at each patient and provide them with a payment option that they're going to, you know, be able to afford. And so what that does is that allows the patient to pay their payment. You know, we really truly believe patients want to, you know, pay their hospital bills. But that what that also does is it brings in, you know, payment for that bill to the hospital. So it helps continue to increase their revenue from the patient.
That's great. That's excellent. And, you know, in terms of the patient, I know you talked already about some of the benefits, but I think we might have discussed this a little bit in our pre-brief call that this is really good for rural communities and such. You know, tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we're all feeling the higher deductible plans that most of us are entering into. And, you know, that just doesn't allow for a lot of those rural middle economic areas to be able to, you know, pay out $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 at once. So this customized payment plan, you know, allows us to, again, by looking at the patient individually and their individual financial outlook, present them with an option. So if you have a patient that, you know, maybe is in a higher earning job or area, you know, they may be able to put forth more on a monthly basis. Whereas if you get into hospitals in areas where they have a lot of economic challenges and they just, you know, their middle income, medium income scores aren't, you know, as robust, then we can take and customize that payment plan so it fits within that budget. And what we are able to do, you know, we get with the hospital, we set up our normal structure of it. And then as we, you know, work with the community, we're able to adjust our algorithm to, you know, really fit within that community. So where some facilities, again, that are maybe in a higher economic area may allow patients, you know, 8-9 months to pay their bill. When you get into areas that are, you know, a little bit harder hit in the economy, we can stretch that payment out and allow, you know, 14, 16, up to 24 months to pay that hospital bill back. So it just gives hospitals a better option for their patient. And, you know, again, it just allows that patient to be able to pay it because that amount really fits within their budget. So, I mean, this solution, I think, is best served in those areas and in those hospitals that we work with in those communities, you know, really are seeing the benefit of, you know, customizing a payment plan for their patients.
That's great. You know, and in the end, both the hospital and the patient win when it comes to these payment plans. And you mentioned a little bit about the algorithm. I believe the algorithm scores patients and such. Tell us a little bit more about how the technology works.
Sure. So, I mean, we internally, externally, we don't like to, you know, I'm air quoting scores. What we, and a lot of people think of what we do is a scoring tool, but it's really not. It's much more than that. So what we do is we look at that patient, like I mentioned a few times, individually. So when I say individually, we look and see what that patient's residual income is. You know, back to the example of paying $100 a month for a $1,200 balance, again, probably works with me. You know, that's that I could do that. But, you know, take my grandma, for instance, whose residual income may only be a couple hundred dollars a month. She brings in $800-900 from her Social Security and retirement. But after she pays all of her, you know, necessities, her living expenses, her house, I always say one of her living expenses is her cable because she has to have her Hallmark channel. But after all of that's done, you know, she's only looking at maybe, you know, $100 extra a month. And, you know, if she's required to pay $100 on her hospital bill, or, you know, it's $100 for her medicine, chances are my grandma's going to not pay her hospital bill so she can, you know, get her medicine so she can stay out of the hospital. But if we use our algorithm and look at really what she has at the end of the month, so taking that $100 at the end of the month and saying, okay, that's what she has left over, it's not reasonable for us to expect her to pay all of it. So we look and we take a portion of that and say, okay, from that $100 she can afford, we can get her to enter into X payment. And, you know, for some people, it might be as, you know, small as $25. Others, you know, their residual, they might be able to pay $200-300. We also look too at their payment history. So how do they make their payments? You know, do they usually make them on time? And there's a couple other factors involved, but essentially we look at what a patient has extra at the end of the month and realize that even if they have $300-400 extra, they're not going to apply all of that to a hospital bill. So we take a portion of that and ask them, you know, to pay that payment plan based on a portion of their residual income.
That's great. You know, Marcia, this has been a wonderful podcast and really appreciate your insights today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
Not in terms of the payment plan, or I should say, the only thing else I probably would add is just that this really is something that, you know, I'm very passionate about. I think it's very important that hospitals recognize that patients do want to pay their bills, that, you know, patients care about paying something, and that we just have to look at it differently nowadays. We got to get out of that mindset of a one size fits all payment plan. And just like each individual patient is treated differently based on their medical needs, we also have to look at each of them individually based on their financial needs. And that, you know, we need to have these conversations with patients, and they want to be involved, they want to understand. And, you know, we're proof that you have those conversations, you know, you present options to patients that are, you know, reasonable, both for the hospital and the patient, you are going to get good outcomes.
That's great. You know, what a perfect way to end this podcast interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive podcast interview with Marcia Layton, Executive Director of Client Services at Patient Matters. And she was kind enough to share her insights into the company's customized payment plans and much more. And Marcia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Matt. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise.